Sherry Crawford is the General Manager of Community Futures Peace Country. She joins us on the line today. Sherry, thank you very much for joining us. We're actually talking about young entrepreneurs, that program, but I'm going to backtrack a little bit. How did Lemonade Day go?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a perfect day. The weather was great. The kids were great. There was some amazing stands. And, you know, standout winners. Well, I mean, they're all winners. They all made money. So.
And Mother Nature cooperated.
It really did. Yes, in all of our communities. So it was great.
Lovely, lovely. Well, the next big event here is the Peace Region Future Founders program that's happening. What does that entail, may I ask?
So Peace Region Future Founders is a brand new program for youth ages 12 to 18. And it started as a result of Heart and Soul Photography's youth entrepreneurship market from last fall. We had helped Amy out with that a lot and decided to move forward with that and expand it a little bit and create a youth club. And so we brought on the Town of Peace River, Northern Centers County, and Jason with Sunstone Strategic. And so what it is, it's a summer program, and there'll be three workshop days, and that will cover, you know, what's your business idea, how to build a brand, how to create your marketing materials, how to understand your budget, and how to launch a product or a service. And so we're going to help these kids create all of that in order for them to take part in the Harvest Moon Entrepreneur Market, which is happening in Grimshaw in September.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a free program. And we're going to have a lot of great information for these kids. Jason is in the progress of creating a playbook, workshop, some similar to Lemonade Day, but like I said, geared for a little bit of the older kids. And so we're really excited. We've already had a few kids sign up for it. Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun.
In your estimation here, Sherry, do you think it'd be good for grad students who might be a little stuck heading towards the future of their future?
Yeah, I think it would be, actually. You know, we're including ages 12 to 18. So, yes, absolutely. I think it would. Yeah, and, you know, we also offer, I know this is a bit of an aside, but we're still offering our entrepreneurship bursary for grads that are thinking about starting a business after high school. So that could lead, you know, nicely into applying for that bursary as well for grade 12 students.
How good is it to have the ideas of the youth flowing, especially up here in northwestern Alberta?
You know, I think kids have a lot of great ideas. I think as adults, we kind of get stuck in, well, this has always been done, and sometimes it's hard for us to think in the, you know, terms that kids do, like with a wonder, and nobody's told them that they can't do something yet. So, you know, as we tend to typically do as we get older. And why not support that? Why not help them create these amazing new ideas that, you know, we as adults have never thought of before? I think it's great.
Can this program grow? I know it's in its youth stages right now, but mm-hmm. can it get bigger, better, and brighter?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, you know, Jason and I were just talking just about half an hour ago about how much uptake we've had already, how much interest we've had in this already. And for it to be a brand new program, I think that speaks to the kids and the interest of, you know, what they want to do when they grow up, starting their own business. And hot on the heels of Lemonade Day. So I know we've had a few kids participate in the Lemonade Day who are 12 that are interested in the program. Yes, I definitely do think it could grow and build. So like I say, it's a beta program right now. We'll see how it goes. Right now we have the three workshop dates, July 28th, August 4th, and August 11th. So those are Tuesdays. We're going to have them over the lunch hour. So the kids will come in to our office, and we have speakers lined up, and we have everything, you know, we'll have everything prepared for them to help them through learning their business. Northern Sunrise County is coming on board, so if these kids need funding for their business, they can fill out, I guess, a loan application, for lack of a better word, and see how we can help these kids. We're hoping to make it free, everything free for them, not only the registration, but anything they need to build their business. We'll see how it goes, see if we can get, you know, enough support behind that.
Where can we sign up?
You can sign up on futurefounderspr.ca. You'll see posters out and about. There's posters at the library, at the pool, all those places that the kids hang out. You can scan the QR code. Again, it's free to participate. I think it's going to be a really great program. We've got the best partners on board. Right now, we're keeping it within the Peace River and immediate region because it is just a pilot program. We'll see how it goes. But it seems that when we get onto a good thing, you know, the rest of our region wants on board too. So we'll see how it grows in the future. I would definitely encourage people to stay posted and find out who these young entrepreneurs are at the Harvest Moon Fest in Grimshaw in September. And we'll go from there. And hopefully they will also have an opportunity to join in on the farmers markets. And again, I know Amy from Heart and Soul Photography is going to have her youth entrepreneurship market again in the fall, so they can sign up for that. So I think there'll be plenty of opportunities for them to sell their wares, support their businesses, or whatever service they're providing.
I appreciate this. Sherry Crawford is the General Manager of Community Futures Peace Country. Sherry, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith.